Lecture 11, Piety and Pilgrimage.
In this lecture, I wish to draw the connection between Western European piety and the tradition of pilgrimage. Pilgrimage, in many ways, became the supreme expression for most Europeans of what their Christian faith meant. Furthermore, those Christians who trekked east on the First Crusade and later Crusades, the vast majority of those Christians saw Crusade as essentially an armed pilgrimage. I've made reference, I think, on several occasions that after the capture of Jerusalem in, Jerusalem in 1099, many of the Crusaders, who were nothing more than pilgrims, had fulfilled their vows, saw the holy places, and returned home. Now, pilgrimage played a remarkable role in Western European society. It answered a yearning that could actually be traced back into the 4th century of many Western Christians to see the holy places where the ministry and crucifixion of their Lord had taken place. Furthermore, the act of travel was seen as some kind of spiritual rejuvenation. It was a renewal. In moving from one's home to the holy places, there was a greater sense of being closer to God, that location had something to do with achieving communion with the divine. And this is an important point to stress, because repeatedly in the course of the 12th and 13th century, this notion of piety, this notion that pilgrimage was an act of Christian love, that getting to those holy places was one of the great and noble goals of all Christians, gave crusaders the ability to overcome absolutely impossible odds in some cases, daunting opponents, and win. And in this sense, the Crusaders were in part heirs to traditions of their pagan ancestors, at least those who lived in the Roman Empire, where there's a long tradition of pilgrimage among pagan shrines. It also must be remembered that Islam, too, has its rules of pilgrimage. Every pious Muslim, if in a position to do so, should make the pilgrimage to Mecca. So this notion in the Middle Ages of going to see holy places, to get to a sacred location, a sacred geography, was accepted as a norm in religious life. And even the Byzantines believed in this. It's just that for the Byzantines it was more convenient, since Constantinople essentially fulfilled that role. So you didn't have to go nearly as far. Just go down the street to one of the many monasteries or sites in the city of Constantinople. So what I wish to do in this lecture is then look first at the whole tradition of Western European pilgrimage. How did it evolve from late antiquity, that is in the late Roman period, up until the time of the Crusades? Then I want to get into a second issue, and that's the various other forces working away with pilgrimage that fed into turning pilgrimage into crusade, that is, into holy war. And that gets us into notions of the just war, various martial codes and ethos, because West Europeans didn't have in their literature the kind of articulate and coherent notion of jihad that you see in Islam. They had to evolve the notion of crusade out of a variety of traditions, some Christians, some Christian, some non-Christian. And when you take these two traditions, the notion of a just war, a holy war, a fighting against the heathen and the pagans, and marry it with pilgrimage, well, you're pretty close to a crusade. And that's what the objective of this lecture is. How did these traditions come together and produce the preaching of the First Crusade? Well, let's look at the first issue, and that is how Christians had come to view pilgrimage since the 4th century. When the first emperor of Christian emperor, Constantine, reunited the Roman world in 324 AD, he not only commissioned the founding of a new Christian capital, Constantinople, the new Rome, he also, in effect, commissioned the rededication of the old Jewish homeland in Palestine, the Roman province of Palestine, as a new Christian sacred landscape. And he ordered the transformation of Jerusalem into a Christian city. And in this case, it was fairly easy. The city had been leveled after the great Bar Kokhba War in 135 AD by the Emperor Hadrian. The Jewish city was in effect eliminated. A Roman colony had been rebuilt as a symbol of Rome's dominance over Israel. So that what Constantine in effect did was to reclaim the old landscape of the old Israel for the new Israel.